I'm Laura Winters. The White House says President Biden will be visiting the site of the Baltimore Bridge collapse next week, the Navy bringing in big cranes on barges to assist workers in lifting the remains of the mangled bridge from the water. Here is Maryland Governor Democrat Wes Moore.
To see a freight that is nearly the size of the Eiffel Tower, and to see that same freight with the Key Bridge resting on top of it, to see shipping containers that were ripped in half as if they were paper mache.
And there are plans for a memorial plaque to remember the six men killed in the collapse. Here's USA's John Schaefer.
Brawner Builders Executive Vice President Jeffrey Pritzker has sent a letter to Maryland Governor Wes Moore requesting that a memorial plaque with the names of the victims be placed at the entrance of the new bridge once it's built.
To the families, to the spouses, to the children, to see the names up there, see their family, their loved ones memorialized, I think it would be a wonderful thing. And you never bring anybody back, but at least you can preserve the memory in that fashion.
Six employees of the Cockeysville, Maryland company were on the bridge when it was hit by a cargo vessel and collapsed on Tuesday.
In USA News for Your Health, the CDC reporting the first human case of swine flu in the U.S. this year. Doctors think a child in Pennsylvania caught the virus after being in contact with pigs. Occasionally, this infection can jump to humans. Prayers in Hebrew at the funeral service for former Senator Joe Lieberman in his hometown of Stamford, Connecticut. Lieberman, the first Jewish vice presidential candidate back in 2000, on the ticket with Al Gore, the former vice president at the service Friday. Lieberman passing away from complications after falling. He was 82 years old. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. But with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
Former President Trump is hoping to raise more money than President Biden did in New York at a huge upcoming fundraiser in Palm Beach on April 6th. The Biden campaign raising a record $25 million at the event at Radio City Music Hall. Former Presidents Obama and Clinton attending along with Lizzo and Queen Latifah. Trump says he hopes to raise more than $30 million at the party at Mar-a-Lago. Now, the fundraiser will be hosted by New York hedge fund billionaire John Paulson, who has been mentioned by Trump as a possible Treasury Secretary if he is elected in November. Now, you need to pay $250,000 just to get into this event, and everyone will get a signed copy of Trump's coffee table book of photos from his administration called Our Journey Together. In other news, the Biden administration on Friday authorizing billions of dollars in aid to Israel, including bombs and fighter jets. This is an employee at the State Department stepping down because she doesn't like the Biden administration's support of Israel. Here's USA's Ryan Daniels.
A State Department official stepping down to protest U.S. support of Israel. This week, Anel Shaleen announced her resignation from her position with the Bureau of Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor. She said she could no longer work for the administration as, she says, it has enabled Israeli atrocities in Gaza. I'm Ryan Daniels.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA. Or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.